Good morning, good morning. How are you this blessed Thursday morning? Been a little rainy out. Thank God it's not frigidly below zero temperatures. Today is January the 19th of the year 2023. Maybe some of you are still struggling to write down the right correct date, like 2023. Maybe some of you are still writing down 2022, right? It takes a minute, doesn't it? It's a process to change over our minds and our habits. There remains 346 days of this year. Praise God. There's much time to get together and do some of those things that you want to do and haven't start doing. Okay, so I'm cheering you on today, and I'm also cheering myself on. It's one of those kind of days. Alrighty. Now, my name is Linda Sims, and this is WGH Talk. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. Or you can download a free app on any electronic device, iPhones, cell phones, laptops, or computers. The name of the app is called TuneIn, T-U-N-E, space I-N. Once you do that, please type in WWGH or call during a live broadcast. Number here is 740-383-9944. If you have any questions or would like to make any comments, but you're more than welcome just to listen. We appreciate your participation in our program. The name of the show, let me say, is A Voice of a People. Let me share with you who faithfully support A Voice of a People and have been longtime supporters of this program. And I really thank God for each and every one of them. We have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street in Marion, Ohio. Phone number there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement. No free produce until April the 15th of 2023. Again, no free produce until April the 15th of 2023. We have Inspect Ohio LLC, your one-call home inspection company. I have to scratch that. Supporters. Ad. Shirley is a coordinator of Marion and Union Counties of Child Evangelism Fellowship, which is known as the Good News Clubs in our Marion City Schools and Union County Schools. She was my guest yesterday, and we really want to pray for Shirley. And her ongoing announcement right now is March the 4th. They will be having a silent auction, a luncheon and silent auction at Cornerstone Church. Doors open at 10:30 on the 4th. So mark your calendars. It will be a fun time and many assorted things to bid on. So hopefully you like silent auctions. I think they have become popular in the past few years here. Yes.
I don't know what that is, though. How could you have a silent auction?
Well, you walk around, they have paper around each item.
Oh, yeah?
And it has a starting bid on it. And they give you a number when you come in the door, okay? And you put down your number.
Oh.
Okay, and how much you want to bid on it. So at the end of the bid, they collect all these papers up, and if you won, they call your number.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah, if you won, they call your number. Fix your one of your mics. It's not in front of you.
Oh.
Yeah, just turn that. There you go. There you go. There you go. Okay, last but not least, Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC of 1325 North Main Street in Marion, Ohio. Phone there is 740-382-8552. I also like to start my show off with a thought for today. This thought is titled, Silence Calms Your Heart. It doesn't heal your heart. I'm talking to Jeff Porter this morning. But it does calm your heart, okay? It is a balm that heals the wounds of the soul. It strengthens the spirit and takes you to a world without sound. where peace reigns. Okay, a world without sound. Do we live in a world like that, Jeff? Without sound?
Without sound? No, I don't think so. Got plenty of people, got lots to say. And we got lots of music and cars and trucks and construction work and on and on it goes.
Now, I wanted to look up bomb to explain to people what a bomb really is. B-A-L-M. Any of various oily, aromatic, resinous substances obtained from certain tropical trees and used for healing and soothing. So, and you know, there's a scripture in the Bible. There is a balm. Is there a balm in Gilead?
Yes,
he's talking about the Lord, right?
Yes.
He is our healing balm. Okay, so those of you who were not clear on what a balm is, that is exactly what it is. And I will read that again. A balm is any of various oily, aromatic, resinous substances obtained from certain tropical trees and used for healing and soothing. So silence calms your heart. Silence, it is a balm that heals the wounds of the soul. It strengthens the spirit and takes you to a world without sound where peace reigns. Wow, do we need that today and every day?
Well, do you ever wonder what quiet people are thinking? You know, you get like a Bible group together a lot, and there's always this one guy in there that very seldom says anything. And you wonder, what's going on in that brain in there? Good or evil or what?
Oh, my. I don't know if I ever paid that any attention or not.
It's kind of an interesting subject.
Oh, yes, it is an interesting subject. I don't know. Maybe he is thinking about what you're talking about. Maybe he may even have the correct answer, but a lot of people are shy and they won't speak.
Yeah, right. A lot of times I think it's shyness. How about people in classrooms? They're like that all year. You know, you go to your...
Those are the smart ones, though. I've learned that.
Are they?
Yes. Those are the A-plus students. They don't show out, just like rich people don't show off their money.
Yeah, that's true.
So they don't show off their intelligence, you know. They're quiet.
Are they making everybody think everybody else is stupid?
No, it's not that. They don't think that.
You don't think so?
Oh, no. They're quiet and they really take to heart their answers.
Mm-hmm.
They really search. I remember in the third grade, there were two straight-A students in our class, right? J.C. Ratliff was one of them, and Kathy Weir was another one. So, and I was trying to compete with them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, how do they always get A+? And I always get a B, C, you know?
Yeah.
And I've studied hard the night before and things like that, you know? But I noticed that day, I kept my paper as long as I could, right? And I was going over the lesson and the questions, and I was like, I think that's the right answer. I think that's the right answer. They were the last ones to hand in their papers.
Mm-hmm.
The whole school day. A test.
Mm-hmm.
So the teacher has already given out two warnings. Bring your test papers up. They still have that paper.
They're getting louder every time they go by.
Yeah, I know. But anyway, I missed one. They got perfect paper. How did I miss that one? Why am I so... You know, sometimes, Jeff, I think we're just so anxious.
Yeah.
Just so anxious to do something or to say something and instead of being quiet and just listening and absorbing knowledge. Some of us, we just have big mouths, you know.
I never could concentrate good enough to get straight A's. I get halfway through something and say, all right, let's go out there and play some football.
See, that's anxious.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what that is.
Let's go out there and play some kickball or something.
Well, the voice you hear is, other than mine, is Jeff Porter, author of Expressions of the Last Days. I have to call him and rile him up sometimes, get him on his feet.
Awake.
So he can come on the program and share what God has given him to share with you. So, Jeff, how you doing today?
I'm doing okay.
Great. Okay. Thank God you're here.
Yeah. I was going to talk about the world condition today.
All righty.
And we still got Russia, Putin over there holding us hostage with his nuclear arsenal. And they were taking a survey of kids to see what they thought of that. The kids are concerned about it, you know. Yeah, we had the Cold War after World War II, but this one seems even worse. You know, this is a Cold War that seems even worse because people are just more power mad today than they used to be, I think.
And more money is involved than what we had before also.
Yeah, it's always money, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Money. Everything is money. And I don't know what the guy's name is. It's the head of the Ukraine.
I don't know his name either.
I can't think of his name. But anyways, Americans are beginning to complain that he's asking for too much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I say, if he really wanted to, really, really bad, wanted to run the Russians out now, he could do it. I don't see how he'd have any problem with the super advanced equipment he's got and the amount of ammunition he's got from Europe and the United States. He should go just plunging right in there and run them out.
Zelensky is his last name.
Zelensky, that's it. I don't see how he'd have any problem with that. But see, he wants, I don't know, he's trying to get his hands on more supplies that he can keep in the Ukraine after everybody's gone. You know.
You think that's his aim or mission,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think it is now. Everybody was surprised when he started defeating the Russians. You know, I am too, and I was very proud of them. Still,
but they're not doing it alone.
No, but I'm saying that I think he has an underlying motive, really do. I think he wants those supplies and maybe even some money.
Right.
You know?
I'm sure. Haven't we been giving them billions and billions and billions of dollars and weaponry?
And they asked one of the experts there, one of the guys that are negotiators with the U.S. about munitions, and they said, do you think we should deplete our extra supply of ammunition and weapons and give it all to you guys? And he said, yes, absolutely. I'd say that's a little bit selfish, wouldn't you?
Well, of course.
Okay.
So are they supposed to pay us back, or did we just have fun in fighting Russia?
Knowing our president, they don't have to pay it back. I'm sure they don't.
So that means we're going to go over there and build that back up, too?
Like we did Japan and Germany?
Every place we go, tear up.
Go blow someplace up and then build it back up again?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is that the right thing to do?
I don't know if that's the right thing to do or not. Why go over there and tear it up in the first place if you have to go and build it back?
What's
the whole purpose?
Because they were trying to do something to us. I don't know what.
Well, I understand at one time communism was spreading and they were trying to stop communism from spreading.
That was what Vietnam was all about.
Yeah.
And we ended up just leaving. I think, you know, the big mistake that America made is most people believe that we didn't go in there with enough power and strength to defeat them. Then we'll figure out what to do later, you know.
Right, right.
But they went in there with this half strength and wanting to do what? I'm not sure, you know. But an awful lot of people died for nothing over there.
And lost that war.
Yeah. What for?
I don't know. And then, you know, not only did they lose the war, they treated our soldiers who came back home like they were dirt.
Yeah.
Like you guys just thought in your mind, oh, we're going to go over here and fight these people without our country's support. We're going to go on our own and do this.
You know, we do. I love America.
Mm-hmm.
I never realized until we had all this controversy how much I do love America.
Right.
But not whether they're right or wrong,
mm-hmm.
but I just love my country.
Amen.
And I'm certainly not just going to lay down and let somebody run all over it. But on the other hand, Americans got pretty good common sense when it comes to that stuff. You know, they say, okay, enough's enough of this Vietnam stuff. You know, let's get our guys out of there, period.
Mm-hmm.
You know, enough's enough, all the riots and everything. But see, that's what's caused what our division we have today, is the hippies and the whoopies and the people that wanted to bring in communism and everything, anything but what we've got, because they let the Vietnam War just drag on and on and on without any kind of goal or conclusion, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're still mad at us. So that's what's happened is they've gathered these, mostly that's what the Democrats are, is people who are still angry about Vietnam, you know. And I say, come on, give America a break. Let's start over. Start getting along better, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Not trying to destroy each other, not trying to destroy the established government. All that's going to do is either bring our enemies on us or start us unnecessary civil war. You know, right now our debt ceiling is almost ready to come, we're about ready to come up to our debt ceiling now. Our debt ceiling is $32 trillion and we're like at 31 right now, and the president says he's not going to raise the debt ceiling, which is everybody's looking at each other like it's the end of the world. Well, it could be. It very well could be.
Oh, my. Oh, they'll raise it. I mean, they have to.
You'll probably wait till the last second, you know.
They have. I mean, how can they not? They have to. Now, I know that. I saw in my news feed that they are now going to end all the emergency status of COVID.
Oh, good.
So they're going to end that.
Good.
And how they have helped the people who needed help, all that's getting ready to stop.
Good.
Okay, but Ukraine, it still gets billions and billions and billions of dollars.
I know. I think the American
people suffer.
The American people get tired of it.
Yeah, we suffer.
I believe they are.
Because of other people in other countries, and because they want to go fight and all that kind of crazy stuff. Didn't I just say that this morning, men?
Well, I don't think anybody was looking for this fight except for Putin. He wanted to reestablish the old Russian Empire, and now I think he's in serious trouble. He is. The way Russia was before, we thought they were big and powerful, came to find out they were nothing. You know, and now what's he going to do if he says, okay, I give up, and he starts heading trails back to Russia? He's not taking much with him, you know. Much of his conventional army has been destroyed. So, I mean, that's his fault, you know. Shouldn't have been out trying to destroy somebody else.
So what do you think would have happened if the United States did not step up and do what they did to help Ukraine?
Europe would have stepped in big time.
Which would be the NATO, right?
Yeah. They may not have as much equipment as us. They may not have as much as advanced weaponry as we do, or... You know, I don't know how well trained their troops are. The troops are probably pretty good trained. But I think a great deal of the world would have helped them.
So why did we step in? Why didn't we allow NATO to step up and move in and help?
They did.
Okay, along with the United States. Okay.
They allowed him to move in, you know, but like I say, if America wasn't there, they would have found a way to stop him.
Okay.
I really think they would have.
Okay.
But still, America, my mom always said, why does America have to be, you know, the world's policeman, you know? And I used to believe that, that America shouldn't be stepping in every time, you know, the communists or somebody tries to take over something. But this is the most powerful nation in the world.
True.
And we have to take responsibility for that. You know, if we want to preserve democracy and freedom, then we got to get out there and do something about this stuff, you know. And everybody looks towards America, you know, they always say, well, we had this problem over here with so-and-so, you know, Idi Amin or something.
Mm-hmm.
And why we want the United States to step in, would you please, you know. And it's really a great privilege to protect freedom throughout the world. So we have the power. We have the military with the determination to stop the communists. So, I don't always think it's our obligation because some of these other countries should. Are you going to share one of those with me?
Yeah, you want one?
Yeah. Thanks.
You're welcome.
She's eating Halls.
I need it this morning. I'm trying to avoid a cold, I think. Not candy, it's medicine, people. There's medicine in your cough drops.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Soothing to your... Another bomb, right? Bomb.
Right.
Okay, now I did have a question on my... Sure, wrote it down, Jeff. Oh! You're talking about America defending freedoms around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Also, they defend freedoms in our own country.
Yes.
Because they believe that everyone is free.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a right to do and be what they want to be.
Yep. That gets to be kind of flaky sometimes.
You know, that popped out when you said that they're defending freedom. They're also defending freedom of individuals in our own country. No matter whether we like it or not. No matter what desire they have to be or not to be, they're free.
They're not free to be going around hurting people, though.
Right. That's why they have the hate crime, whatever, against the bill against hate crime.
Okay. But look at how, you know, Biden has and the liberal governors have lifted the consequences of committing a crime. And crime is just out of control in some of the states and cities. And why, you know, it just seems like there ought to be something we could do about this.
Well,
you know,
we live in a fallen world, and you and I understand that everyone needs God, everyone needs Christ, but everyone's not willing to accept Christ, you know, or. The whole world is not saved.
Well, for them, that's not even a question. You know.
And then, do we have enough prisons to house all these people that are committing crimes and murders? Do we have enough? They say our prisons are overflowing as it is.
But that's no excuse to let them get away with.
So what are they going to do? Mental health issues? Is that the problem?
I don't know. You know how much they've been over that.
They are establishing more emotional health places for people to go and get help, get their minds together. Our world is confused.
It is, totally.
Yeah, we live in a confused world. Not only fallen, but confused.
Nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places.
Yes.
So, these are all signs of the end.
Yes.
These are all signs of Jesus coming back.
Yes.
But we have to go through the tribulation first. You know.
Luke 21. That tells us a lot about the world and the conditions.
The sea and the waves roaring. Men's hearts failing them for fear of what's coming upon the world.
Yes.
Mm.
What's the scripture in Mark?
Mark 13.
Mark 13.
Anybody out there today? Anybody feel the urge to call us?
Let me see if it's Mark 13. Oh, yeah, it is. Yes, it is. Mark 13, King James Version. Let's see what he has to say. Mark. And as he went out of the temple, talking about Jesus, one of his disciples saith unto him, Master, see what manner of stones and what buildings are here? And Jesus answering said unto him, See thou these great buildings, there shall not be left one stone upon them that shall not be thrown down. And as he said upon the Mount of Olives over against the temple, Peter and James and John and Andrew asked him privately, Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign when all these things shall be fulfilled? Jesus answering them began to say, Take heed lest any man deceive you. We live in a day of deception also.
We've talked a lot about that.
Oh, yes, the great falling away.
Yeah.
How the enemy has turned people away from God.
One thing I've seen lately that really makes me happy, and that is at TBN, they seem to be dropping the prosperity doctrine. They don't seem to be preaching it at all anymore. In fact, they're even against it. So that's a good thing that's been happening. Let's hope they continue.
Okay. Well, I don't want to think that my God doesn't want me to prosper. But I think the prosperity gospel is something different, right?
Yeah, it's a completely different doctrine.
Okay. Okay. Then
unless you want to believe you're a God.
Got all that money, right? Possessions. But you can't buy life. You can't buy health.
No, you know, you could be a multi-billionaire. And the doctor comes in and hands you papers and says, I'm sorry, but you got cancer. All the money in the world's probably not going to help you.
And that used to be true, but, you know, the progression of medicine is outstanding. It just really is.
But eventually, you run out of time.
Yes, you can. And people do every day. Run out of time. And when you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, be ye not troubled, for such things must needs be, but the end shall not be yet. So there's many tribulations, troubled times that we're going to go through, Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
What if the world is going to last another 1,000 years? You think?
Oh, no.
You don't think so?
No way.
No way?
No. Things are just getting too tight, I think.
I don't think we've seen tight yet.
It's getting there.
We're still too comfortable out here, right?
Yeah, you think we are. We must be.
Yeah, it must be too comfortable. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be earthquakes in different places, and places that you wouldn't expect. That's what diverse means. And there shall be famines and troubles. These are the beginnings of sorrows. Is this anything new?
No.
Just being intensified, right?
Right, more of it.
Just getting worse. More hunger, more famines, and more troubles.
Yep.
But take heed to yourself, for they shall deliver you up to councils, and in the synagogues you shall be beaten, and you shall be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them. And the gospel must first be published among all nations. And this is what King James says, published. So that means that everyone should be able to have access to a Bible. Published. That means like written, right? Published. Publishers, books.
Go back over that.
Okay. And the gospel must first be published among all nations.
Must be preached.
Preached? Okay. But when they shall lead you and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what you shall speak. We were talking about this last time.
Yeah.
Neither do you premeditate, but whatsoever shall be given you in that hour, that speak you. For it is not you that speak, but the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
So God will be leading our speech during this terrible time.
And most of the time, the people you're preaching to have never experienced that. They've never experienced a time when the Holy Spirit spoke through them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's quite an astonishment to them.
Right, right. Wow.
And they just sit there with their mouth open a lot of times.
Wow. Some people don't even understand what the Holy Spirit is.
No. Think he's a ghost sitting behind a desk or something.
God forbid, right?
I don't think he's back here.
Now the brother shall betray the brother to death, and the father the son, and the child shall rise up against their parents and shall cause them to be put to death.
Mm-hmm.
I said, we don't talk about that too much. This is also a sign of the end times right here.
Well, that, you know, that stuff happened during Hitler's time.
It did.
Mussolini, the Japanese emperor, all of them, they turn in their own family. Because, you know, I guess it makes them feel more powerful, you know. But they take sides with, you know, they take sides with the bad guy. They don't realize he's a bad guy, but, you know, they take sides with Hitler and they'll turn everybody into him who says anything bad about him.
Right. And they're radicalized, what they say about the Muslims. People become radicalized and fearful.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, we didn't think about at least I never thought about it like that in pertaining to Hitler, as people use this terminology compared to the Muslims when they go off and bomb things and being radicalized. But that's what Hitler was doing to people, too.
Brainwashing people.
Yeah.
Like on the internet, they brainwash people to believe in the Muslim cause. Then they go out and kill people at random.
Right. But what we want to put across to people, even though this happened in Hitler day, this is not over.
No.
These signs that God is giving us in the scriptures, it is not over.
No.
And these things will continue to happen and get worse. And get worse. And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that shall endure, that means last unto the end, the same shall be saved. This is the scripture that
I protest the pre-tribulation rapture.
Right, right, right. This is a scripture that's used for that.
Yeah.
He that endures till the end. The end of what? All these things that have
the
been
book
given
of Revelation.
Us, right, in the scriptures.
The entire book of Revelation.
Wow. Then you shall be saved if you endure. And hold on to your faith till the end. Right?
Yes.
Hold on to your faith until the end. But when ye shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing where it ought not be, Let him that read understand. Let them that be in Judea flee to the mountains. Let him that read understand. Understand what, Jeff?
What's written in Daniel? Daniel said in chapter 7, verse 7, and behold, Daniel chapter 7, verse 7.
When you see the abomination of desolation.
When you shall therefore see the abomination of desolation, which means that Daniel, God gave Daniel all kinds of revelations about the Antichrist, you know. And I saw in the night visions, behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, and strong exceedingly. It had great iron teeth, and it devoured and brake into pieces, and stamped the residue at the feet of it, and it had 10 horns. So that he's talking there about the nation of Antichrist, how he becomes a nation, you know, he becomes the world domination. Just like Rome.
He sets himself into the temple of God and declares himself as God, right?
Yes.
Right over there in the Holy Land.
That's right.
He takes it over.
And so when we see the temple rebuilt, the Temple of Solomon rebuilt, you better be ready.
Who do you think's going to do that? You think the Antichrist is going to be behind the temple being built?
Oh, sure. I mean, he'll probably say, let's do it, guys, you know.
Yeah, because, you know, a lot of people are still waiting on the Jewish people to build this temple. Well, they haven't built the temple yet, and the red heifer, the cow?
Yeah. They're
supposed to have a red cow and all these signs, you know, they've had a lot of red cows, but
this is the last couple of years, the first time I ever heard of the red heifer before, but.
Really?
Supposed
to be one of the signs, yeah.
All right. I never heard of it before, except a couple of years ago, maybe.
But the time is not yet.
Well, somebody said that they found a red heifer.
They have. But this is not the first time.
Oh, okay.
So it's like the time is still not yet, right?
Are they going to sacrifice the red heifer?
You know, I wondered about that too. When are they talk about sacrificing animals? Is that to return? That practice, is that?
Oh, he's going to have animal sacrifices in the temple again.
The Antichrist.
Yeah.
What is the purpose of? Oh, for him.
Yeah, I would suppose so. Mm-hmm.
Like they were doing for God, sacrificing animals, so they'll be sacrificing animals for him.
Yeah, he's wanting to bring back the old Mosaic law.
And what atonement would that be? I hate to even think about it.
Now you can go to the lake of fire, I guess.
That's not funny.
That's horrible.
Wow, that is not funny. And let him that is on the housetop not go down into the house, neither enter therein to take anything out of the house. And let him that is in the field not turn back again for to take up his garment. What does that mean?
Don't turn back for anything. Just if you got clothes back there, you need to keep moving and forget about them.
So, like, if you're on the housetop, not go down into the house. So what am I supposed to do? Leap off the
He's just saying that it's very urgent.
And you won't have time to go in the house to take anything.
No.
It's just you.
The Antichrist forces will be after you.
It's just you. Wow. That is something really to think about, isn't
it? Scary, isn't it?
Yeah. Woo. So, I will be leaping off of rooftops.
You know, one time when I was a kid, I was really crazy about Superman.
Uh-huh.
And my mom came along and made me a towel. The crayon and put a big S on it. And I stuck it in my shirt. I'm running around Superman. And then I went up on the roof because We had one of those antennas with the step things on it.
Mm-hmm.
I went up there and I said, "Hey, Dad, I'm going to jump off the roof," because I thought I could really fly. Okay. He said, "I don't think that's a very good idea." And I said, "Oh, come on. I'm Superman. I said I was Superman, and I am Superman, blah, blah, blah." He said, "No, I don't do that. Come on down off of that roof," you know. I argued with him for a while. And then I went in the house, and I said, "Mom, Dad won't let me jump off the roof."
What did she say?
She said, "Well, maybe you better listen to him this time."
Good thing.
Yeah, thank good you, idea.
Yes, thank you, Mom. Mm-mm-mm. You're not going to have time.
Can you imagine how painful that, broken arms and broken legs and stuff?
Well, I don't know what my sister was thinking, but she used to go upstairs and jump out of Mom's damn bedroom window.
Oh, my.
Jump all the way down.
She get hurt?
No, she'd come back in, go back up the steps, jump out that window again.
Oh,
can you believe that?
It makes me hurt all over just to think about that.
Can you believe that? I like, she said, "Don't you remember that?" I said, "No, I don't remember that." She said, "Yeah, I used to do that." But I remember that window used to be open.
I would have killed myself because I thought I could really fly. I probably would have been a big diving thing.
Well, we're going to leave this on hold until the next hour. Believe it or not, we're at
11 o'clock.
Almost. We're at the end of our last hour. Thank you for tuning in with Jeff and myself today. Jeff, the author of Expressions of the Last Days, he came in with politics and war on his mind, which leads us into what is to come.
Yes.
The end of the time,
yep.
End of the age, and that's what we're talking about. And if you would like to stay with us for the next hour, we will be taking a break for commercials until 11:15, until the top of the hour of 12 noon. But if not, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your participation. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in to WGH Talk. My name is Linda Sims. The name of the program is called A Voice of a People. And smile at someone today. Until next time, be blessed. God is good. And you know what? He is faithful, whether you are or not. God bless. Thank you.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. For people like the first female Secretary of State, Madeleine Albright.
If Donald Trump does get in, what kind of damage could he do? He's